I start to say good morning. That's ridiculous. It's afternoon and it's raining in Clearwater, Florida. And we're so glad you're joining us today. We are live, as always, in the studio. And it's exciting today. We have special guests. And I'm so glad to be able to introduce our guest to you in just a moment. This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And we are live right now. We need to fix something there.
I just wanted to adjust.
You may. Go right ahead.
There you go.
We just got in here, and it is pouring down rain outside, so we may have to make a couple adjustments here, but we're going to be okay. This is Pastor Marcia McAllister, and today's show is going to be very different. Actually, we've had these guests on before, but it's been a while. My very good friend, been friend for 11, 12 years, I don't know, Melanie Wilkinson, you're right here beside
me.
Hello. So good to see you. You're looking great.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And introduce your compadres over here.
Of course. We've been together, 8 years now, or close to it. This is David Lee and James Blanchard. We're all three make up Canaan Band.
Canaan Band. Yeah. All right.
And we're back.
You're back, and we're so glad you're back. You and I have been planning this for a while, and you have a new release, so we're going to be talking about that.
Amen.
In
yes.
just a few minutes.
Okay.
And we're going to play a lot of your music today, which is going to be
good.
Exciting for our audience. And we've been hearing from more and more people that are not right here in the Tampa Bay area, which is exciting, as the show is live in a lot of areas, and then of course on the internet around the world right this minute. So wherever you are, if you want to tune in to the internet to get a great reception, we welcome you to do that, and it's www.tantalk1340.com. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, you're probably listening on 1340 AM or 1350 AM or one of the others that we have. So anyway, we're just glad you've joined us today, and it's going to be a good day. Let's begin with prayer, and then we're going to get going here. Dear God, we thank you for your many blessings in our lives. They are amazing, wonderful, so precious. Lord, every day you remind us mm-hmm. how much you love us. And Lord, every day you remind us of your goodness and your faithfulness. And Lord, we stand in amazement because your word is true and we love your word so much. And we're in amazement when we see the answers to prayer and the way that you bless us. But Lord, we know it's because you love us so much. And Lord, this little group right in here today in the studio are some of your very precious children. And so, Lord, as much as we love them, we know you love them that much more. And so it's a joy to be able to sit around this table live in this studio today and share with Melanie and Dave and James. And so, Lord, we're excited about what you're going to do. So bless our conversation. And we thank you for the next few moments and all the blessings in store. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And amen. It's fun to be on the radio, gang.
Of course it is.
This is our sixth year.
I know.
Yeah, we've completed five, and we're in our sixth. And we just figured out, kind of a cool thing, that the first Sunday of January is going to be our 300th show, which is amazing. You know, there's been a lot of time and effort put into this. We're excited because, you know, it's one of those ministries that you just reach out to people not knowing who's listening and who isn't, and just trusting God that he's getting done what he wants to get done. You know, we put forth the effort, and then we just let God take it from there, you
right.
know? Mm-hmm. So, Canaan Band, I love the name. And I kind of remember where it came from. Mm-hmm. And Melanie, you're... You're the keyboard player, and why don't you introduce what these guys do in the band and kind of your roles, and we'll talk about that, and then we're going to get going into more specific things, and in a minute we're going to have our first song from you in just a minute. But go ahead, give us an idea. You may want to pull that down to you a little closer.
Well, actually, it's so good to be with you today, and cool. Thank you. We're honored that you would allow us to come back on the show.
Anytime. We
and
love you.
You are such a blessing to many people, not just here locally, so that's kind of a cool thing. I do play the piano. I try anyway. And I
yes,
sing.
You do.
And I write music. And
right.
Most of the music we do is stuff that we've written.
Right.
Either individually or together as a group.
Right.
Now, David, to my left, he's just a little old show-off. He knows how to play everything.
Okay? Really? David? Oh, I can't wait to hear about this.
He plays, and we're going to play one of the cuts today from The Lord's Prayer, and it is like him playing the saxophone like you cannot believe.
Oh, my. I didn't know you played the saxophone.
Oh, yeah. I bought a saxophone when I was 13 for $50.
Seriously?
Yeah, and it's all rusted, and it looks like a piece of junk. But
is it alto, sax, soprano?
Yeah, it's an alto.
Alto, yeah.
And I'll say, Dave, when are you going to get rid of that ratty old thing? Because, but it plays so well. But you keep stuck in the studio this time. So maybe we can get him to get a new sax.
Get a new sax, okay.
And he also plays the keyboard on I Believe, which is the first song we want to play for you.
Great.
And he's playing the keyboard on it.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so, I mean, and the organ, he put all the organ tracks down on it.
Oh, wow.
He plays the bass. And
fantastic.
So he put all the bass tracks on it.
Yes.
And then James, he's the vocalist.
Yeah, he's our resident diva.
Yes.
He's the diva. He is cute, I got to say. Yeah, he is a cutie.
And you get him singing, and his voice is amazing.
Yes, great voice. You guys will have to move the mic closer to you when you're ready to talk. Okay?
The power of his voice is just amazing. And so
right.
The three of us harmonize together. Now, the unusual thing is there's like three different generations represented here, you know.
Okay.
Different ages.
Really?
I won't tell you who's oldest.
I can't imagine who's the oldest.
I'm the youngest.
Oh, you're the youngest. Oh, okay. James, somehow I kind of figured that. I don't know what. Maybe it's that cute little boyish look, you think?
And when we got together, I mean, who would have thought God would put three of us together?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And when we harmonize and when we sing together, we just kind of instinctively know how to go and
right.
sing with each other. We watch each other's body language, and we just know how to minister with each other. And
right.
so it's kind of neat. And so we've been singing together 8 years, and the more we sing
eight
together.
8 years. That's huge. You know, that's a long time. A lot of people don't last that long together in ministry. You know what I mean?
No, I know. In fact, we went and ordered new t-shirts for Canaan.
Yeah.
Canaan Band. We ordered the red Canaan Band t-shirts.
Oh, red. Because I have a black one. That
yeah,
I
have
we have a red
down.
One.
Yeah. Okay.
Now you get to buy another one.
All right. Okay. I need a red one. Yeah.
We called the lady who does our sportswear the over in Winter Haven, and we ordered more. And when we contacted her, she goes, "Oh my Lord, you're still together? I'm not used to bands being together that long. You're still together. That is awesome."
Yeah.
So we ordered more t-shirts as
okay.
well as everything else.
Right.
So
yeah.
What is that?
I don't know.
It's James's phone.
James's
it keeps
phone.
Turning off.
Okay. All right. Now it's off. Okay. We'll be fine.
I'm like, what is that?
Yeah.
Music?
No, that's James. That's the resident young guy in your group,
yeah.
you know, doing that. But now he's embarrassed. But you're right. That's a good point. The people so often in ministry don't stay together mm-hmm. that long.
They kind of go off and do their own thing.
Sure.
But they're kind of like my armor bearers, even
praise
in
God.
The church services, leading
right.
praise and worship.
Right.
I just know that they're with me.
Right.
I just know they're right there singing. And if I miss something, just today we were doing that song, The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power.
Oh, I know. That's one of our old
yeah,
favorites,
and,
wasn't it?
And somebody forgot the words.
And I got right in the middle of the verse.
Yeah.
And I looked over at James. He instinctively knew. I had this look on my face.
Right.
He just picked right up and started singing.
Oh, that's one of our old favorites, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah.
He is amazing.
Great.
Well, both of them are just amazing. I just can't tell you enough about how we work well together.
Fantastic.
So.
We're going to hear from David and James more in a little while. We're going to start with the very first. This is on your new album. What's the name of your new album?
Back to Our Roots, and I'll explain more why that
okay.
title. But the first song is called I Believe.
I Believe. Let's go, Cedric.
I Believe. I
Praise God. Great song. Do you believe, guys?
I think
absolutely.
So.
You do? Oh, my. All right. Tell us about that song, because that is powerful. I believe. And who's playing the keyboards?
That's me. Dave.
That's you, Dave.
Show off.
Showing off there. Man. All right. I love that. Really making that keyboard talk. Talk to us about that song, Mel.
You know what, Pastor Marcia? Let me explain.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, we met with different people, and they started talking about how Jesus was not the Son of God. That he was just a good man, a good prophet. And they also, and I went, really? And then they started talking about how that the healing that we have is not by the blood of Jesus Christ. Instead, it's something that Jesus, you know, tapped into some universal power energy.
Yeah. I hate that when people start talking like that. It just goes all through me.
Yeah, and I go, really? I guess? Well, I have to think about that now. And then I realize that all this time, I believed because Mom and Dad said to.
Uh-huh.
I believed because my Sunday school teacher did, and my pastor did.
Yes.
And I said, but what do I
believe?
I need to know what I believe.
Because
all of a sudden, I realized I don't know that I believe. I needed to be more firm and founded in what I believe.
Right.
So I went back to the Bible.
Amen.
Not that I left, but I went to the Bible to search. And then I got on my knees and started praying.
Amen.
And started believing and just listening to God, and I said, what do I believe? I need to know.
Right.
And what I came up with is that song.
Amen.
I believe Jesus walked on the water. I believe
Amen.
He called
he
the dead. And I believe he raised the dead. And
yes.
Because of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You'd be surprised how many times we've gone to churches and they said, now don't sing about Jesus.
Oh.
They said, don't say blood.
Woo.
And it's tough. Go ahead,
Dad. Because the name of Jesus and the blood of the Lamb are the things that cause breakthrough in people's lives. People don't want to hear that. Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, no, I was just going to add to what you said. But
go ahead.
That was it.
Yeah.
I was just going to say yes.
Yeah, because there are so many times that people really get swayed by the world and the world's opinions. And the devil's all the time out there trying to diminish the power of the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus.
Right. And it's because of Mel's faith crisis that she wrote that song. I mean,
that's right.
Turned out really good.
Isn't that cool? Because it's okay to have a faith crisis, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know what? The funny thing is when I came to them and I said, I want to do this song, but whatever we do, it cannot sound like a church song.
Right.
Because I wanted to deviate away from being the Southern gospel sound.
Sure.
And where do you think we ended up? It sounds about a Southern gospel.
I was going to say, really? Because that sounds Southern gospel to me, guys.
Yeah, sounds like camp meeting.
It does. It sounds like camp meeting style music. And you know what? That's why when we did Back to Our Roots, and that's why I told you I would explain, Back to Our Roots says, you know what? We don't apologize for the kind of music we write.
Amen.
We're not pretending to be a rock group, or we're not pretending to be jazz or blues, although a lot of styles are in here that have the different styles. However, what we're saying, we're going to go back to our roots. We're going to come to where the core faith of our foundation
Amen.
Is, and we're going to sing about it. However it comes out,
that's right,
is how it comes out. And we're going to be a blessing, and we have been a blessing, and everywhere we've gone,
praise
I believe,
God.
I mean, and I, with me and my back surgery and everything, I'll be jumping around and singing.
Well, I want to ask you about that. But when you said that, it reminded me of what Paul said in Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of God, of Christ. because Paul said, it is the power of God to set people free. That's what it is, you know? And Paul said, I'm not ashamed of it. And we should not be ashamed for a minute about the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Yeah, it's radical for some people, you know, and it goes all through me when people call God the universe, you know? I mean, I just like, really? He's got a name. It's Jehovah.
Amen.
It's Jehovah Shalom. It's Jehovah Jireh.
Exactly.
It's God Almighty.
Exactly.
You know, it's El Shaddai. That's who he is, you know? And I don't want him to be called the universe or the man upstairs, you know?
Right.
His son is Jesus, and he came to this earth and died for us, you know? Mm-hmm. So back to your back surgery, because was this faith crisis about during that time? Or not? When was this?
Before. This was before.
This was before?
Yeah.
Okay, this was just a period of time where people were talking all this universal type stuff to you and getting you to question, right?
Yeah, and you know what? And it isn't even about what you believe or what I believe, because you're going to find people that don't believe exactly like you do.
Sure, and
that's
okay.
That's why we have so many churches on different
It's
corners.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
It's okay. But my point, and in the concerts I always say, it's not whether you agree or line up with what I found out to believe.
Right.
What I'm trying to tell you is whatever you believe, believe it.
Right.
Because winds of doctrines will come and sway you here and sway you there, and then you'll be going, really? It's like scratching to go, okay, until you decide this is what I believe, and I stand firm on this foundation of my belief. This is what I believe, and stay with that, and not let people sway
push
you.
Well, I think it's interesting that you said you took time to get in the Word, read the Word, get on your knees, talk to God, develop that relationship deeper with God. You've always had a deep relationship with Him. But when you do that, He answers our deepest questions. Don't you think, David? I mean, there are times in our lives that we do have questions,
yes,
you know?
We just have to learn to listen to the voice that tells us what to do.
Yes.
And it's a lot of times we don't listen, and that's where we get in trouble.
Oh, we do get in trouble, don't we? We get off doing our own thing, don't you think? And the voice of the crowd, the voice of people around us can affect us more than we think that it is affecting us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but look at what you went through and were honest enough to say, I had this crisis, and here's the product,
mm-hmm.
and here's the answer,
mm-hmm.
and here's where I came to.
Right. Exactly.
And that's huge. David and James, I want to ask you both about your faith. James, did you grow up in church? Where did you come from? Let's let everybody know about this young guy here. And I mean, did you grow up believing God, or was this something that you stumbled into?
Oh, no, I grew up, my grandparents were Church of God pastors for over 30 years.
Oh, wow.
So I grew up in the church, singing in the church, sitting on grandma's knee and
right.
just singing. So faith was something that was very distilled in me at a young, early age.
Okay.
That I carried with me through adolescence and young adulthood, so to speak. But no, church and faith have always been a very strong part of who I am.
Okay.
My character. So, yeah.
So you've never really had one of these crisis times we were talking about?
I think everybody has a faith crisis time in their life, whether they want to admit it or not.
Yes.
Everybody
right.
goes through a faith crisis and trying to find out who they are, where their place is in the spiritual world versus the world that they live in. So
right.
I think everybody goes through that. Whether they admit it or not, it's up
exactly.
to them.
But where are you now? Where are you now?
I'm back to my roots. I'm back to the faith, believing that, you know, Jesus came to save the world, and, you know, we can find peace and find, you know, redemption and through Him and ourselves, and be happy with who we are and not be ashamed of who we are.
But exactly. And just celebrate who we are and celebrate that He created
us. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. And having that faith built up inside of you when you go through these crises is something that's very strong. It'll help you through.
Yeah.
So you don't have something to, you have nothing to fall back on. You have everything to fall back on.
Exactly.
Faith. So,
so when you're singing some of these songs, James, what happens to you? You know, are you, I know you're touched by it, but, you know, what are you feeling? Like that song. Let's just talk about that one, I believe, that we just did.
I just get lost. I just think about, you know, growing up as a kid and just remembering the, you know, revival times and remembering that type of style of music.
Right.
And growing up. And it just takes you back to a place, and it just reiterates the fact that your faith was stronger now than it was then. So it's a whole growth process.
It is a whole growth process. David, let's go to you. Talk about all that stuff just were talking about.
I am a Pentecostal preacher, son. So.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I grew up in church.
Wow.
Played the piano since I was four.
Yeah.
And
I
played
You started playing the piano when you were four?
Yes.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. By ear, I take it?
Yeah, I taught myself.
Did your dad play?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mom plays, and our whole family sings, most of them.
Really?
And it's a pretty musical family.
So you just grew up playing the piano. Can you picture little David there sitting there on the...
There's pictures on YouTube.
There's pictures.
If you ever want to do a search.
I do.
When he was 14 years old playing the keyboard,
really?
The piano, and his dad is up there. Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, I want to see that. Yeah. Yeah, 4 years old and on. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
So you knew the Lord from a young age. And did you have any of those times in your life where you just walked away, you backslid, you were...
Oh, absolutely. I remember I traveled around the world for a year and had the opportunity to, and I kind of got away from God and from my faith.
Okay.
And I remember sitting in a church in Prague in the Czech Republic.
Okay.
And I'd walked past and I heard this beautiful music. It was Easter Sunday. And I said, you know what? I was with a friend and I said, I really want to go in and hear this music. So I went in, paid my money, last of my money, because I was broke when I was traveling pretty much. So I paid the last of my money I had then, and I went in and I sat at the back of this church and listened to this choir sing this beautiful cantata piece they were singing. And then it was there that I thought, you know what? I have to go back to religion. I have to get back in church.
Praise God.
And start singing and playing again. And then I came to Florida after that, and that's when I met these guys. And
oh, wow.
Been back together ever since. So
oh, that's fantastic. So that was just, they were singing right there, and you walked by. That's not a coincidence. That's a God thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
How God does things. Amazing.
And
yeah.
You know, the funny thing is, I always wanted to sing in a group like this, and felt that I should be. And when I came back to the U.S., and I was looking for a group to sing with, I had an audition set up for an old Southern gospel group called the Dixie Echoes.
I remember the Dixie Echoes.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. And then another couple of other groups, and I thought, well, you know, I just didn't feel right, so I didn't go to the audition, and this is what God had for me to do.
Right.
Canaan Band. So
yeah.
I'm very excited to be part of this group.
Oh, it's a great group. Fantastic.
I'm very proud of our new CD.
Oh, we are.
And this is just released, is that correct?
Yeah, just
last
released.
Week.
And you were in the studio. When were you doing all this? I mean, that takes a while to do it, I know.
We started in November? Was it November?
Last year,
of last year.
Mm-hmm. We recorded I Am.
And this CD is the first one that we actually self-funded. We just believed in it. We thought this is a time to sow into our own ministry.
Fantastic.
And so all of us, the three of us, put our money together, and it's been tough, but we knew that we needed to do this.
Right.
And it's one of the fastest and the quickest and the most easiest productions we've ever done.
God honored your endeavor, and your that's wonderful.
It has been amazing. And the person that produced and engineered this, Sean Thomas, out of West Palm Beach, oh my goodness, he is brilliant behind the board. I mean, he just knows what to do.
It's what it takes.
He's just been great and led us and guided us along,
That's great.
So.
Kind of a funny story, go ahead, David.
We'd
be in the studio with Sean, and he's really good behind the desk with the programs. And he would say, well, I don't think you'll like that one. Let's do it again. he was real sweet about it, too.
So he was honest with you and saying, nah, come on, you can do better than this, right?
It's a real pleasure to work with
him. It's a lot of work. I mean, it really is. My ex-husband and I, many, many years ago, this is a long time ago, we owned a recording studio. And so we were very busy producing a lot of gospel stuff and whatever. So I've had kind of my hand in that years back and know that it takes a while to lay down this track and that track and all of that. It's a lot of work. Did you do this locally or did you do it in another
state? West Palm Beach.
Fantastic.
You know, one of the fun things about the song I Believe is we actually recorded that all three at the same time on three microphones in the same room, which normally you lay them down one at a time.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun to do it that way.
Yeah. So you were just kind of playing off of each other like live in a concert.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. We're going to get ready to do another one of your songs in just a minute, so figure out which one you want to do. But just the concert atmosphere versus the recording an album is so totally different, isn't it? I mean, the album time, that's an exciting kind of a culmination of all this work and effort and writing and all of that. But then when you're in the concert, there's just something so different. You want to talk about that? Because I know I've seen you. You come alive in the concert. All three of you do. You're not these people that are sitting behind right here at this round table in the studio. You're just animated and you're like in a different place. I don't know how to describe it. Maybe you can.
Well, and in the studio, I have to tell you, it's very tedious work.
I got to tell you. Oh,
it is. It's many hours of going, oh my God, I'm so bored. But you got to get it done, and you have to listen to it over and over and over again.
And so go back and fix and correct.
Yeah.
And
very tedious. And you know, I got to be honest with you, when we ran the vocal track, there are many times that me and James, I don't know about Dave, but we go, you know what? I really quit. We sounded so horrible. We listen to our voice and we go, oh man, that's sing.
Yeah, but then you have the funny times when Sean sends her a ringtone she can use of me singing the no-no song.
Oh my God, it was
that's
so
cool.
Just the vocal by itself.
Yeah.
It's
not cool.
Hilarious.
That's fun.
But we had fun. But I got to tell you that in the studio, there were some very spiritual moments. I mean, once or twice, I mean, I just break out in tears. Yes. It was just, and you'll hear some of this music. When you listen to this, I'm telling you, it's going to touch you because it's so spiritual. But to answer your question, yes, I am really good at my job, and so is Dave, and so is James. We're really good at what we do in a secular world, in our
careers. In your professions, yes. Your everyday professions, yes.
But when I stand behind the keyboard,
right.
When I'm on stage, something gets, I get a sparkle. Sparkle in my eye, and I come alive. Like, I don't come alive when I do a presentation for my business.
That's the real you. I was teaching on this morning at Beacon, the persona versus the personality. The personality is kind of everyday. That's how people see us, and that's right. How our workplaces see us. But how heaven sees us is your persona, the real you.
Right.
You know, and the real you is the God-ordained minister of the gospel to reach people through your music. That's your persona. That's how heaven sees you. And so, like with me, too, when we come alive, when we are in our persona, when we are functioning out of that place, you know, it's like, that's the real me. That's it. And so there is something that happens supernaturally, I believe.
Well, I like to call it the anointing.
It is the anointing.
Yeah.
It is the anointing. And when the anointing hits, that's the presence of God. There's nothing like it. Absolutely.
Right. It is definitely there.
Tell us which song you want to do next, and then we'll...
Well, I was going to do No No. Is everybody good with that?
Yeah. Y'all good with that?
Before?
Since
that's
we mentioned No No, let's do No No.
You should introduce that, though.
How'd that happen?
It comes from Romans 8:38, and it says, I am persuaded and convinced that neither life nor death nor principalities or powers or rulers of the darkness, creatures of the air, nothing can separate me from the love of God.
Amen.
And so I wanted to write a song about it. So I go to the keyboard and thinking in my mind, it would be a nice, beautiful anthem. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. You know, something like that.
Yeah, like an anthem. Yeah. That
sounds and it beautiful. Did not turn out
it
that
did not
way.
Turn no, out that way.
It never does.
You mean, wait a minute. You're saying that you follow the leading of the Holy Spirit as you're writing?
Well.
What a novel idea, you know.
Yeah, and it's called the No No Song. The name of it's song. Is copywritten and published as I'll Never Walk Away From Your Love, parentheses, the No No Song.
Okay.
Because that's why, you'll see why when you hear the song, it's the No No Song.
I'll Never Walk Away From Your Love.
No, 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 no,
one. Oh my gosh, I feel like we should applause or something. Oh, yeah. Wow, what a wild song. That is a great song. Such a fun one.
Yes.
Oh my, great. So tell us more about that, because why is it that this world that we live in doesn't realize how much God really loves them? You know, that we sometimes get caught up with everything around us, and we just lose sight of that. And people do walk away from God's love. You know, they do.
They do. I think that some of that comes from what we experienced growing up, in any kind of abuse, any kind of trauma that we went through as a child that diminished our self-esteem.
Yeah, you're right about that.
You know, our view of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And as we get older, we kind of carry it into our adult life. And then we just get to where when things happen to us and things around us, you know, a car breaks down and we can't afford to fix it. And the air conditioning goes out in your house. And, you know, the water heater breaks and all this stuff around you happens. You lose your job. Your dog dies. All this stuff happens around you. The first thing you think of is because I am who I am. And you feel like it's a punishment because who you are. You don't have
right.
a good...
You don't have a good, good feeling about yourself.
And so I think that people walk away, they have a faith crisis because they think, you know, it's not doing me any good.
Right.
This is not doing me any good. And so we do have a song that goes with that. Chasing After Me is a perfect example of God's love for us. And it's out of Psalms 139, and you know Psalms 139.
I do. I love it.
And it says, you know, I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
Where could I go from your spirit? How could I hide from you if I take the wings of the morning and go to the other side of the ocean?
Right.
Yet you would be there. There's no place that I can go to the depths of the sea, even if I cloak myself with darkness to try to hide from you. Your light would shine on me. You would find me.
Amen.
I praise you, God, that even in my mother's womb, you knit me together and created my inmost
Amen.
Being and made me who I am, just like I am. And
Amen.
God, and what is called Chasing After Me,
yeah.
and it talks about how the Spirit of God, no matter where you go, chases after you. Don't
he
you
does.
Know? Don't we want to believe that Somebody on the face of this earth
yes.
loves you no matter what happens. Whatever you do,
exactly.
there'll be one person that says, I got your back.
Exactly. And in fact, a lot of times we think, well, at least your mother loves you, you know. But sometimes our mothers have gone on to heaven or
right.
in the,
exactly.
yeah, or whatever your circumstances could be. And a lot of times people don't feel loved, Mel. I really believe that's a huge point. David, you started to say something there. I thought, no. It's so easy to get caught up in the downward spiral mm-hmm. of things happening to us, you know, like we were talking. What you just mentioned, and I love the way you quoted Psalm 139. You memorized that whole thing.
I did.
Yeah, praise God. I love that. David wrote that. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I love that passage. But so often we can get caught up in that spiral of this is happening, and now this is happening, now this is happening, and then our faith just seems to take a back seat, and we get so discouraged and disillusioned sometimes that we don't get in the Word. We think, oh, that's not going to help, and we just go into depression or discouragement. There may be some of our listening audience today who's in a downward spiral like that, Mel. And have you ever felt that way?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's why the song came. That's where the song came from. But
I love your honesty, my friend.
I would speak to anyone that's in that downward spiral right now.
Yes.
That the Spirit of God, for such a time as this, has put you on
yes.
to listen to this radio show today
right.
to hear the message. Don't give up.
Don't
he's still there, and he's going to chase after you. Don't run. He'll be right there. And whenever all else has failed, he'll be standing right there for you, chasing after you. He's fearfully and wonderfully made you
That's
to who
exactly.
you are. Do not rebuke. Do not hate yourself, because you are the way God intended you to be. And you can rejoice. You can celebrate exactly who you are in Christ Jesus, and go on. Don't give up now. This is not the time. This is not the time
Amen.
To give up.
Amen.
Keep going. Keep going.
You know, I want to ask either one of you if you want to comment on any of that, because I think this is huge what you just said. And that was the Spirit of God speaking through you, Mel, just then mm-hmm. for somebody in our listening audience. This week, one of my good friends I worked with for 20 years, Century 21, her 35-year-old son, who I knew as a teenager, committed suicide this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at the funeral yesterday. And, you know, they have no clue why. I mean, everything was okay in his life, supposedly.
I know.
You know, and, you know, there weren't financial issues, there weren't other things, you know. And so you look and you say, okay, what happened there, you know, that this person was so in such a defeated, discouraged place in life that they would take their life at such a young age. And sometimes we'll never know. But I do know that when we do what we are called to do, like right now with this show, we're on the air, we are saying this. We didn't plan on saying any of this. We have no script. There's no script here, listening audience. We just have their CD and we're going to go with it, but we have no clue where God's taking this. This is of God right now for someone. David, do you want to comment?
Well, I agree with that. And part of the song speaks to me because when I was in that place in Prague, I realized that I couldn't get away from my calling and from the Spirit.
Yes.
And so hear I actually sing the beginning part of this song.
It features
song.
Really? On Chasing After Me. It's beautiful.
Oh, wow.
It's a beautiful song.
Well, our friend Connie, who's one of our radio team, often says that we have within us a God-shaped hole that can only be filled by
That's
God.
That's right.
You know, that we have a place in us that yearns for something. And I think a lot of times we go through life wondering, what's missing? You know, I think there's a lot, maybe there's some in our listening audience today, there probably are, who are feeling that very thing. What's wrong? What's wrong in me that I don't feel that peace and that contentment and that joy that I want to feel, you know? It's all found in God.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you know what? Not every day is going to be an emotional experience.
Right.
And the faith builder is when you don't have those emotional experiences and feelings.
Right.
Instead, you just know.
Right.
I call it the knower deep
right.
down in your
I agree
gut,
with you.
You know, that knower says, I know.
Yeah.
I know whom I've believed.
Amen.
And I'm persuaded that he is able to keep what I've committed to him.
Amen.
I know.
Yes.
And even when you don't have the emotional feeling.
Right.
Because sometimes you don't.
But we have his word, you know? Look
exactly.
at my cute little green Bible. Isn't
That's
it cute?
Cute?
I love it. Anyway, just picking up the word and opening it up, God speaks to us. It's called a rhema word when it just comes off the page at you, you know, and hits you. And that's what God wants to do, but there are so many people who don't take the time to open their Bible because they don't think that God could speak to them through these pages,
right.
you know?
Right.
But he so does. Before we play this song, and which song is it that we're going to do?
Chasing After Me.
Chasing After Me.
Five,
Cedric. Before we do, we want to tell our listening audience that we have the internet up right now, and you can write a question, a comment, something you'd like James or Dave. I'll give you the order over here, those of you that are watching on the internet, James and David and Mel. And you can write a comment or a question to them, and we will make sure that they answer that. And because, you know, maybe it's something you'd like to know about their ministry, and mm-hmm. now's a great time to do that. Let's hear Chasing After Me.
Chasing after me, it's so hard to believe that the God of all creation cares for me. From the mountaintops so high to the deepest part of the sea, no matter where I am, he's chasing after me. Chasing after me, your spirit I can see. When I've lost reality of who I am, who I am is what you have made me to be. Who I am is your spirit that dwells in me, and you hold my hand so tight and lead me through the night, no matter where I am, he's chasing after me. Chasing after me, It's so hard to believe that the God of all creation cares for me. From the mountains up so high to the deepest part of the sea, no matter where I am, He's chasing after me.
It's a fantastic song.
Did you hear "Who I Am is Greater Than What I Believe"?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's
who
what people...
I am. When that was going, I was reminded of 1 John 3. The first couple verses says this: "How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God." And that is what we are. Mm-hmm. That is what we are, the children of God. So often, chasing after us. I believe He does that. You know, there are so many times in our lives that we can look back and say, wow, there was a period of time that I didn't pay any attention to God. You know, I was just out there doing my own thing. Or, mm-hmm. or you know, there was a period of time that I was like just selling real estate on Sundays or, you know, and playing golf and going to the beach, you know, for a period of time. And it was, and God was all the time still going, no, I still have something for you to do. I didn't feel worthy after I left my church in Indiana. And then I recognized that I was gay, you know, and I really felt like I would not be accepted in churches. You know, we've all been there, you know, and so I went for a period of time that I was just kind of still a believer and still close to God, but didn't feel like God could ever use me again, mm-hmm. you know, and I think you guys are just a perfect example of a band that yes, it's not about that. It's not about orientation. It's not about anything like that. It's about the fact that you believe that God can use you regardless mm-hmm. of what's going on in your life or has ever been in your life. But, oh, that's a gorgeous song. He's just been chasing you and chasing you.
The neat thing about that is that when we went to the studio and recorded it, again, Sean Thomas being the producer, as he listened to that, he'd never heard it.
Right.
Maybe it had, but he hadn't heard it like this. As he listened to it and listened to the message of the song,
right.
he went, wow, and listened to the context of the song, the music part.
Right.
Because it goes, da, 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 da. It's kind of like chasing.
Chasing, yes.
Chasing.
I heard that.
You know what? When I wrote that, I wasn't thinking like, oh, I'm going to make it sound like it's chasing or something. It just came out that way.
It just came out that
That's
way.
That's the Spirit of God.
Absolutely.
That's the Spirit of God whenever He puts something on your heart. And as I did those chords and we all learned it that way, never even dawned on me that it would have that feel that
it does
you know
have
what I'm
that
saying?
Feel
that
yes
so kind of cool how God puts all that together, just orchestrates it like that.
Talk to me, you guys, one of you over there, what does God do when we are out doing our own thing? I mean, He doesn't just turn His back on us and say, I'll see you later. What's going on in people's lives when we feel separated, we kind of feel apart from God? Don't you think that His Holy Spirit is still bringing all the big picture together, you know, in our lives to bring us to the right place at the right time?
Yeah, and to reiterate that on that is that's what happened to me. Going back to what Mel was saying a while ago, you know, she was talking about you don't know what's going through people's mind and things of that nature. But I think that some people are spiritually abused.
That's profound.
I think that...
Absolutely, brother.
You know,
I agree with that.
We go through physical, you know, people can go through physical and mental and emotional abuse, but I think what people don't realize is that there is a form of spiritual abuse that
yes.
I think people go through.
Yes.
Per se, I wouldn't say that that happens all the time, but in my personal experience, going back to what you're saying, is I was in the church, and when I found out who I was,
right.
you know, when I decided I'm not going to run from being who I am.
Right.
The church asked me to leave.
Right.
And said, you
Absolutely.
Know, you will never be able to perform in church music again.
Right.
And so before
yes.
I met these guys, I'm like, I'm never going to sing Christian music again.
And I thought I would never preach a sermon again. And I wasn't even reading out of that preaching Bible that I had because it hurt too much to just pick up that Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought I would never be used of God again.
And then God brings you back in a way that you may not want to come back in.
Right.
You know, you run from God and you can run, but if you feel so separated from God, and what my personal experience was is when I had felt separated from God and I finally came to the realization that when God spoke to me, He was like, you did that yourself. I never left you.
Amen.
You just weren't paying attention to me.
Yes.
There
yes.
with you at all times.
Absolutely.
And so that's what I think people get so caught up in their everyday walk that they forget
right.
that Christ is there with them.
And He's chasing them.
And He's chasing them, but I think people put on their blinders because
right.
they want to believe what they want to believe. But then when you come to the realization that God and Christ has never left you,
right.
but He was there the whole time, I think that's what people miss. And that's what I think people need to find out more.
Oh, absolutely. And I just remembered I forgot to say the email address so you can write your questions in. It's pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. It ends in IES. pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. Any questions or comments for this band? Talk to me about God chasing you, Mel. Because He does, doesn't He?
Absolutely. I went 7 years without playing the piano or singing. And I remember leaving the Baptist church where I was playing for services. And I knew of who I was. I knew how I was really created. And, you know, I wasn't able to reconcile my spirituality to my sexuality at that moment.
Right.
So when I left the church, proverbially speaking, not literally, I turned around and I pointed my finger at the Baptist church and I said, that's okay. I'll leave because you don't understand.
Right. Sure.
I'm going to leave and I'm going to leave playing and doing all my ministry. But the church better figure it out.
Right.
You better figure out how you're going to minister to the gay and lesbian community.
Absolutely.
They're not going away.
They're not going
and
away.
And one day your pastors, your youth pastors, your music ministers, your uncles, your cousins, your daughters, your sons are going to come up and say, I'm gay. What are you going to do about
exactly.
it? Are you going to damn them to hell? Are
right.
you going to minister the love of God to them?
And I
said that 15 years ago.
15 years ago.
I went 7 years just not playing and not singing. And if I did sing, it would be a little Carole King or Bonnie Raitt on the keyboard at home.
Right.
Keyboard set up in my bedroom and kind of collected dust. And this is why I appreciate Rob Morgan and his ministry at Potter's House.
Sure.
Because that's where I found God.
Right.
Again.
Right.
And I'll never forget the first service I came to, and they were, praise God. And I'm like, this is awesome. And I thought, I kept on dodging, waiting that the lightning was going to come. It never did.
Right.
And then whenever I started playing the piano for you
yeah.
at Beacon of Hope,
right.
and I said, I will play the piano, but I don't lead worship
right.
music.
Yeah.
Remember? I said, I don't
lead
praise and worship.
Yes, you did.
And you said, well, we don't have anyone else. And I went, well, that's too bad because I'm not doing it.
So you and I kind of worked together there for a while until you took over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I took over. And even now, as we speak, I am the praise and worship leader
yes.
at our church.
Right.
And
yeah.
she's going to be ordained as a minister.
Oh, fantastic. Out. Praise God. That's
so
wonderful.
She's come a long way from not doing
Absolutely.
Anything to
Oh, that's
ordained.
Good news.
Yes. And you know what? That's the thing. God chased after me. He never, never, never left
Never
me.
Left.
I left him or tried. But
yeah.
he was always there as I look back. You know, you don't see it at the time. But he always was there.
Religious people tend to be very judgmental, you know? And people that are really spiritual, not religious, but spiritual, and really understand the heart of God, begin to realize that God's not a God of judgment. He's not that. He's a God of grace and mercy and love, and he talks about that all through the Word. But it's so easy, I think, for religious people to beat other people down with a do or a don't that they perceive the Bible says. We have a set, in fact, I recorded it clear back in 2003, and then we've updated it two or three times, Bible Abuse Recovery, what the Bible really says about homosexuality. I don't know if you
wow.
remember that.
Yes.
A long time ago, the first time we recorded it was in 03. We've now done a DVD that says, it's called Out With The Truth, but we even had a request for that this week. We can do, people, you can write us at info@beaconofhopeministries.com if you want to know what the Bible really says about this subject, and not just what some ranting pastor or preacher has said that doesn't know the scripture and the original Greek and Hebrew and all that. Because God loves each one of us, David. He loves each one of us, and he does chase us down. He does come after us and say, I got a purpose for your life,
right.
you know?
And you know what? The interesting thing, I think it was almost prophetic. Not that I gloat in being right, because I don't.
Right.
I don't at all. It grieves me.
That's not your heart, no.
But the prophecy that I said, the church better figure it out. How much has that happened?
Yes.
I mean, how many people have come out just, I mean, in the last few years?
Ministers.
That we went,
music
wow,
leaders.
They're so anointed, and we loved them, and we bought their music, and we
right.
sang their songs in church. And then they came out, and we go, oh, now what do I do?
Right.
And I'm finding more and more that places we go, people that ask us to sing, we don't care.
Right.
Because we all have to work out our own salvation.
Absolutely.
And if we're...
You don't care if there's straight people there at the concert?
Oh, no.
I'm teasing you.
That, you know what? When we sing, it's not about me.
It's
gay.
Not about any of that.
I could care less
no.
about that. What I
no.
care about is you finding God.
Yes.
And having a God experience, a true God experience that's life-changing.
Amen. You know, I'm feeling very led to do that song again. Are you okay with that?
I'm fine with that.
You know what, Cedric? Let's do it again. Chasing After Me.
Okay. Chasing after me, it's so hard to believe that the God of all creation cares for me. From the mountaintop so high to the deepest part of the sea, no matter where I am, he's chasing after me.
chasing after me. Your spirit I can see. When I've lost reality of who I am. Who I am is what you have made me to be. Who I am is your spirit that dwells in me. And you hold my hand so tight and lead me through the night, no matter where I am. He's chasing after me. Chasing after me. It's so hard to believe that the God of all creation cares.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay, WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay, KLRG, Sheridan, Little Rock, and FM 94.5, K233BF, Little Rock.
Wow, that was amazing. You are listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We are in Clearwater, Florida, 3700 Almerton Road, and live every Sunday, 4 o'clock on this radio station. And we're so glad you've joined us. And we are featuring Canaan Band today for the whole show, and it's really exciting. We're going to get back to Mel and David and James in just a minute. One of our radio team, there's nine on this radio team, and one of them that's on a lot, you hear her voice, is Nan Watson. Nan was in the studio just now listening as we were doing that song. Nan, you leaned over to me and you said, I got to tell you something about that song. So tell us about that song. Let's have a testimonial.
When I heard it being played, I got all excited. You know, because I went through a period, my Jonah period, as the church we affectionately called it.
Yes, God, we affectionately call it that.
Gives me poems, and he was giving me poems about me being Jonah.
Yeah.
And during that period, I had come to, I don't know how I came to hear about this wonderful band, but they, on the website, I'd go and I'd listen to the songs, and God kept bringing me back to that song. Mm-hmm. And I would lay there in bed, and I would just listen to that song and watch you guys, because it's a video, and just listen to it, and listen to it, and listen to it. And it was like, God, are you really chasing after me? And he's giving me poems. I'm chasing after you. You know? Like, how long is it going to take for this to get in your head? You know. But I just want to tell you guys, that song really deeply ministered to me at a very troubled time in my spiritual life, because I was walking away from God. I was walking away from the calling on my life. I didn't want to do anything. Just, that's it. I'm tired. I'm over it. It's done. And it wasn't done. He wasn't done with me. He was chasing after me.
Praise God.
And I thank you guys for that song, because it really, really, really ministered to me. It really
did. Thank you, Nan. Yeah. I trust and believe that. Also,
thanks,
your testimony and this whole song and everything, somebody is listening, maybe several, but somebody, you're listening today and you're giving up. You don't need to give up. And you think that if you did not show up to work tomorrow, that nobody would even notice. And if you've lost your job, or somebody has turned you down or rejected you, you've thought, what's wrong with me? Just tell you, there's nothing wrong with you, baby. He's chasing after you. God loves you just like you are. And you need to celebrate again. You need to celebrate who you are. He's chasing after you. He'll never quit chasing you. You can run as far as you want. He'll be right there.
He's right there.
Yes.
Praise God. There's a reason we did that song for the second time. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Nan, for sharing.
Thank you for allowing me.
Yes. We'll get James back up to that mic here in a minute. Mel, in all these years when we both began to realize God had called us back into the ministry and that we were not lost to ministry, that was in our hearts, we couldn't run from it. I think there's also maybe some people out there that have thought they weren't worthy to be in the ministry, you know?
Oh, definitely.
And David or James, do you want to speak to that, either of you, before we get back to Mel on that? Were there times that you felt like you weren't worthy and there wasn't anything you had to offer
in the
ministry?
Oh, yeah. I remember when I first figured out that I was gay and was praying. I was praying and fasting a lot, actually, and we had this old houseboat out in front of our house. So I still lived in Oklahoma with my parents.
There's water in Oklahoma?
Oh, yeah. There's
really?
A lot of lakes.
I didn't know there was any. I always thought Oklahoma had no water.
No,
it's
just
dry.
In the foothills of the Ozarks.
Oh, okay.
There's
all
lots
right.
of lakes.
Okay, there's a lake.
It's the
okay.
pretty side of Oklahoma.
All righty then.
So anyway, I remember going out to this old boathouse that we were restoring, and I would pray and I would pray and I would pray and cry and cry and cry. And one day I couldn't pray. I couldn't cry anymore. I couldn't pray anymore. I couldn't speak because I just given everything. And that's when I felt or heard God say to me, you're okay just the way you are.
Right.
And that's when I thought, oh, okay, I still can be a Christian and still have faith. I ran from it still a long time after that, but now I do have faith.
Amen.
My faith back, and I embrace my Christianity.
Amen. James, you want to comment on any of that? Same thing. Okay. So, Mel, when we both, you and I, began to realize that God could use us again, the ministry is not without pain. The ministry is not without times of discouragement and times of wondering, why am I doing what I'm doing? Because the devil does come and attack, and he tries every way he can to get us to quit ministering the truth of God's word. He tries everything he can to try to get us to just lay down the calling of God on our lives and just walk away from it. I mean, you know that, and I know that. We've been there, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's hard sometimes to keep going,
hard.
To stand up and go, no, I'm resisting this latest attack, and I'm moving forward, and I'm going to do everything God has called me to do.
I know that we just went to Oklahoma. Speaking of Oklahoma, we went to Oklahoma City, Expressions Church there. And that was a long trip. That was 22 hours of driving.
Wow.
One way.
Wow.
And my back, of course, is not in a place where I should really be doing that kind of trip, but I did. And I remember going there, and we sang this song called I Am, and we got a testimony back from a lady, and we can talk about that later. But here's the point. why do we need to take a 24-hour trip all the way to Oklahoma City to sing to this group of 200 people? What's wrong with Pastor Neil? Why couldn't he deliver the same message, the same word? Why couldn't he do it? He's a wonderful anointed man of God.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And the praise team is a wonderful group of praise.
They're awesome.
They're a wonderful worship team.
Mm-hmm.
Why did we need to do that? That was a lot of expense out of our own pocket. That was a lot of wear and tear on our bodies.
But I got to see my mama.
He got to see his mama. So we're glad for that day. But I did question, why do we make that sacrifice? And this is what the Spirit of God said to me. Because sometimes Pastor Neil is anointed as he is, it's someone else that has the message that pierces that heart that no one else could do.
Absolutely.
And you know, yes, we did go all the way to Oklahoma, and maybe it was for just that one person. But that one person represents many other people that she will go out and tell their friends. She will be able to minister to other people. Just because you say, well, I did it for one person, I mean, really? But you got to remember, it's not one. It's like the domino effect. It starts here. You don't know. We don't
know what
happens from that one
lady. That's exactly right.
She's probably going to minister to her family, and she'll probably branch out and start it. Who knows? But we never question why.
We just say yes because, you know, so many times when we first started this broadcast in 07, people would say, well, how many are listening? Well, we don't know.
Right.
That's one thing about radio. You don't know the amount. We know we're in Tampa Bay, a listening area of 3.5 million people, but who's listening? I don't know. Maybe four? I mean, you don't know. I'm teasing, but what I'm saying. And last Monday morning, I was going through a difficult time, and I looked at my computer, and there was an email from a lady in Little Rock, Arkansas. And if you're listening, God bless you, because she said that she was on the way to the grocery and tuned in to the station. It's live there. Our show is live there. And she went on to say some things that really bless me. And it was just, you don't know. That's the point. And God, I think God loves it that way. I think he chuckles at us because, you know, if we can say, well, I need an audience of 4 million or whatever. And he's going, what if it's one? Mm-hmm. You know, what if it's one? Years ago when I first started the church in Indiana, which is back in 1985, God said to me, I don't care about numbers. I'm not about that. He said, if nobody shows up, I want you to go right ahead. Now, I've heard this on Kenneth Copeland before, that one night that Kenneth Copeland actually preached to nobody, and then actually some one person walked in years back when he was first beginning. And so I had this mug, and it was a little Miss Piggy mug. And so I put it up there on the front row in case somebody didn't show up that day, that I at least would have an audience right there. You know? But, you know, it's our faithfulness is what I'm getting
That's
at.
That's what he wants.
It doesn't matter how many show up. It doesn't matter how many are listening today. What matters is that we are faithful to do what God has called us to do. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Amen.
And so, you know, 1 Thessalonians 5:24 says he's faithful to do what he promised he would do. And so he's faithful, and he expects us to be faithful in what he's called us to do. Talk to me about the Lord's Prayer.
The Lord's Prayer. Fun song. It just takes the Lord's Prayer and puts it into music, but it's a different twist than most songs that you hear. And it features David Lee on the sax.
Okay.
And
this is you.
$50 sax.
On your $50 19 whatever year
sax. Who knows
how
old that thing is.
Right.
So, anyway, the Lord's Prayer, once you hear it, we can talk about it, but it's a real fun song.
Okay, who wrote this one?
Mel did.
All right, Mel, you wrote this song. We kind of helped her arrange it.
Yeah, but they arrange it. They always arrange it.
So. Okay, well, how did this come about? I mean, just, or do you want to mention that after you?
Well, here's the truth. You want the real truth, I'm sure.
Let's go with the real truth.
Yeah, no, let's don't lie about it, right?
Right.
The thing is, the Lord's Prayer is in the key of B flat. And we have a pastor that every time as she does communion, she wants me to do the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art thou? Beautiful song. But it's got a range, like a Sandy Patty range. You're down in the basement. Going,
And then you go way up.
You know, singing really loud. And then there's some really funky chords in there that I'm like, oh, I have to think, you know, because I don't play it every day. So I have to think, okay, what's that chord? It's chord. Okay, it's this to the this to the this. And I have to think about it.
Right.
And so sometimes I just want to do the Lord's Prayer where it's easy. easy to sing.
Right.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Amen.
So this is a rhythm and blues style.
Ooh, rhythm
of the
and
Lord's
blues.
Prayer, because that's my style of music anyway.
Yeah.
And I have a groove. You have a groove.
Right.
We all have different kind of genres of music we like to listen
sure.
to.
Yeah.
And mine is R&B.
R&B.
And whenever I hear R&B, it puts a big smile on my face. So why not? It seemed appropriate to put the Lord's Prayer to my groove. So here's what it sounds
Let's
like.
Do it.
Everybody has a groove. This is what my groove is all about. Makes me smile. Come on now, bring it on. Thank you.
song. That is great.
Probably never heard the Lord's Prayer like that.
I have never heard the Lord's Prayer like that. And you guys are acting out the instruments in here. So if you can see us on the video, those of you that are on the internet can do that. You can see what's going on here in the studio. And they're having a good time.
We always do.
Oh, Mel, that is a great rendition of the Lord's Prayer. I love that. I mean, and tell us, where were you when that came to you and how did that develop? Just talk about it as a songwriter. What happened?
Well, because Pastor Wanda kept on wanting me to do the Lord's Prayer that way, and it was so formal. And, you know, just one day, whenever we were just, you know, before church started, I just started getting that group down. Ba-da-ba-da. Oh, Father. You know, and just started, you know, really playing with it. You know, just kind of messing around.
This was on a Sunday morning before church?
Yeah. And then she heard it, and she said, oh, my gosh, you've got to do that. And I went, well, I haven't finished it. And I didn't finish it for quite some time. It took me a while before I ever finished it. And I came to the church, and I'd been gone from Christ the Cornerstone for a while. I came back, and Pastor Wanda was still there, and she goes, all right, one thing I require of you now that you're back at our church. And I go, go for it. The Lord's Prayer. Have you finished it? I went, no, I haven't. She goes, well, you need to.
Okay.
And so I went ahead and put the second verse in course, and then they helped me arrange it. We did the vocals, and there you go.
We didn't have a saxophone part to it until the studio, and we recorded it, because we initially had somebody playing the guitar with us. So
It
kind of happened that way, yes.
That developed in the studio.
We all kind of decided what we wanted to hear, and I was first playing something that wasn't quite so nice, and James is like, no, do it this way. And Mel's like, do it this way.
Yeah.
So we kind of wrote the melody together, and then I just played it. So.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's great. That is wonderful. Cedric, our engineer, is loving this show today. He's really enjoying all this music.
Cedric.
He's into it. But, you know, the Lord's Prayer is so important, what it says. And Jesus said, the disciples said, teach us how to pray. And this is what came from that. Mm-hmm. And so it's just amazing what that. Oh, just how that speaks. And there's something about a tune, I think, that makes such a difference. Obviously, with a song. I mean, the words are one thing, but the tune just kind of takes you to a place. You know, David wrote so many of the Psalms, and his song, I think it came from all that time as a little shepherd boy, you know, sitting around taking care of the sheep and just singing. You know, I think David, you know, we know he was a minstrel. You know, he played, he sang. And just think about that and what that did to him and what it does to us when we write or we sing things that just change our lives. Mm-hmm. That's just so cool. So we were talking a minute ago about just the call of God on us as ministers of the gospel. Mm-hmm. What that means, and how there might be some out there in our audience today that feel that they're not worthy, that they're not talented enough, that they're not spiritual enough, or they don't know enough Bible verses or whatever, but yet they know down and on the inside of them that God's got something for them to do. Maybe in music, maybe, you know, as a Sunday school teacher, maybe as a pastor, who knows what it is, evangelist. And I think so often we can just get into feeling so down on ourselves that we can't reach up and grasp by faith what God has for us. Do you want to speak to that at all?
I preached a sermon not too long ago, and it talked about how to worship God and the gifts of the Spirit and the gifts of God that He's blessed us with.
Right.
Now, it just so happens that Canaan has a gift that's a performance gift.
Right.
That means when people hear us sing, hopefully they go, yay, and they applaud.
Right.
You know, that's their acceptance of what we did, right?
Right,
in God.
Sure.
Now, there are many people that don't have a gift, the performance gift is what I call it.
Right.
They have a gift of help. They have a gift of encouragement. They have a gift of hospitality. They have a gift of healing. They have gifts that are not performance. Therefore, they don't get the yay.
Yeah,
they don't get that affirmation.
That's a good point.
But they are still gifted, and they are called by God.
Amen.
You talk about somebody who's not talented. I know so many people. I've met so many people that are far more talented than me. I'm sitting next to one. He's far more talented than I am as a musician.
Right.
I'm talking as a musician.
Sure.
And I'm sitting next to the next person on my side, this side, that's far more spiritual minded and more, if I need a word or a scripture, need to find where a passage is, who do I call?
Yeah,
how many times have I called you and said,
yeah,
Marcia, where is that? Okay. Because I know I've seen it before.
Right.
And I've seen your gifts in the spirit and the healing and the things that have happened in your ministry. So I sit next to someone who is far far more spiritual and more...
I don't know about that, but...
With the gift of ministry.
Okay.
You want to say?
Sure.
So I see myself, I am who I am, and
right.
God created me this way, and whatever I can do, and I just kind of give it to God. Here's another thing that's real important that we need to understand. Just because God called you to be a musician or a singer, that's not where you need to stop.
Right.
That you need to go on, because I came and I just signed up to play the piano. Remember?
Right.
I signed up to play the piano.
That's right. At Beacon. Yes, you did. That was it. Yeah.
And now I'm a deacon in my church.
There you go.
I'm the praise and worship leader.
Sure.
I'm going to be ordained. I've been preaching.
That's it.
So you grow in
you
your
grow
spirit.
You grow into that.
It's in the gift of the spirit. There's you don't just stop in one thing.
No.
Stop it. You need to grow.
You need to grow.
Get out there and learn. And you know what? I have stumbled on myself so many times you can't imagine.
Oh, well, I'm famous for that myself.
And scriptures, I have to teach a Bible study. That's part of my little growing part.
Right.
And I'm teaching a Bible study right now Wednesday night. That's new for me.
Yeah, that's great.
And I'm like, oh,
wow.
And I got people next to me that are far more gifted in teaching than I am.
But that's
but you got
the call of God, and that's what matters. Mel, I remember, because I've known you for so many years, of the story that you told when you were a little girl. And you had a speech impediment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that might help somebody out there right now that feels inadequate or feels like God could never use them. Do you want to talk about that?
I had a speech and hearing problem. And
she still has a hearing problem.
I still have a hearing problem.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I do. And but I did talk funny, and you couldn't understand what I said. I walked funny, and we found out years later, 15-something years ago, later, that I had scoliosis, and that's probably why I had such a funny walk and gait about my walk. But
which is why you've had this back surgery
right,
recently.
Right, just recently.
Yeah.
We just discovered it. But what I'm saying is that, number one, you have a child who hangs their mouth wide open, because I can't breathe, because I have sinus problems, who can't hear, who talks funny, and walks funny. What would you do with a child like that? You would assume that that child is a little special.
That's a good politically correct term for that.
That they're challenged.
Right.
Put me into a school in a classroom along with other challenged people.
They did?
Yeah. And I went to a school where I watched cartoons and ate animal crackers and had Kool-Aid because I was unteachable. After all, I'm challenged. I'm a special
kid. I forgot that part of your story.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I did that for many years until, I just kind of grew out of it, started talking right.
Yeah.
You know, started speaking correctly. And, they finally.
Well, your parents were Christians and still are, and they believed God for
not necessarily. I don't know that they thought I was special, but I don't think they realized that this is 40 something years ago in a small little school in Auburndale, Florida, little Bodunk town.
Right.
And they just threw me into a special needs group.
Sure.
Only to find out, thank God for that educator. Thank God for someone who looked beyond what they saw and said, there's something different about that child. And so they took me and put me into an IQ test. I thought I was in trouble. I was always getting in trouble. So they sent me to the library and made me take a test.
Right.
When I took the test, they discovered that I wasn't necessarily special needs like I needed to be. So they put me into the normal, population of classroom or whatever. But those left a lot of emotional scars, obviously, right? Leaves a lot of scarring. And a lot of times you think, there's no good in me. You know, I'm stupid. You know, I'm broken. I'm stupid. You know, and because I was told that. I was assumed that I was something wrong with me. You walked funny.
Right.
You know, you talk funny. You look funny. And I thought that all my life, from my childhood anyway. And it's taken a lot of the healing of Jesus and just believing and grasping on to God.
Praise God.
You know, to understand. And those songs have been the ministry. The songs have been the ministry to me. Of these songs that I write, the songs that I sing, the songs that God has given me are all ways to grow and God ministering to me. This poor little old child that can't talk, that walks funny, looks funny, talks funny, yet God used her.
Oh, praise God.
And God is still using me. And another thing is, yes, I am 55.
55?
Oh, I stood up, God, and I said, these guys are young.
Yeah.
I'm old.
Yeah,
God can't
like
use me.
I'm like in your category, yeah.
And I'm saying, God can't use me anymore. I don't have any more energy.
Do you know what? I've gone through that thinking my age was a deterrent. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I thought if we ever got signed by a record label, the first thing we'd probably say is, ditch the old lady. No, listen to me. In marketing, when we talk about marketing and commercialism,
right.
They would say, the old lady needs to go. We can find somebody else who can sing better and everything and play the piano better.
Right.
You know, let her go.
Yeah, but they couldn't write your songs.
I believe that, but still, do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
Because
know.
We all go by
I
what we see
know.
Is
yes.
what how pretty we look on the front of a CD.
Right.
You know?
I do know.
So I really pondered those kind of things in my heart. Let me tell you, God is still on the throne.
Amen.
He has called me. He has
That's
called
right.
all of
he
us
knows how old
to a
you
special
are.
Thing. He
That's
knows
right.
how old I am. After all, he says, Mel, I called Sarah when she was 99, and she had to have babies. At least I'm not asking you to have babies. I'm
there
just
you
saying,
go.
Oh, no.
That's cool. That's cool. Well, that is so true. You know, years ago, God, I was really worried about my age. I was turning a number that I won't even discuss, and I was and I was really frustrated about it. And like, God, how can you use me? I'm getting older and whatever. And on a Sunday morning of the week that I was worried about this, somebody came to church and said, I woke up in the middle of the night and I have a word for you. And I said, okay. They knew nothing about what I was struggling with. And the person said, tick tock, it's only a clock. Time is mine, saith the Lord. And I'm going,
wow.
Whoa. And I knew that that was about my age and what insecurities I was feeling. Ray Bolts has a song, Shepherd Boy. Mm-hmm. Somebody see a shepherd boy, but God may see a king, you know, and isn't that the truth? Because so often how people around us see us is not the way God sees us at all,
Mm-mm.
you know?
That's right.
Mm. Wow. I'm excited about that. Let's talk about what song do you want to do next?
Okay. We really want to share this song. This has been like everybody that has this CD so far said they go to number 7, number 7, number 7, number 7. And I went, okay, we have other songs on there. But here's why. About a year ago, year and a half maybe, I woke up and in my dream, I had a dream where people walked up to me and said, I am stupid. I am broken. I am lonely. I hate myself. I'm no good. And I woke up crying. I'm like, oh, that's horrible. And I woke up crying thinking it might be hormones or the lack thereof. And like okay. I said, oh, God.
Really?
So I woke up crying, and I heard immediately, you know, Jesus said, my sheep know my voice and
that's
the path
right.
that I take.
Yes.
And I knew his voice, and I knew this was him talking to me because he said, tell the people. Stop saying those horrible things because I am.
Amen.
I am.
Amen.
And just as Jesus said on the face of this earth, he said, I am. And that power in those two words, I am, was able to knock the guards back in the garden.
Absolutely.
I am was the words he said whenever Moses said, I can't talk. Why are you telling me to lead people? I can't lead people. He says, tell them I am who I am. I am. That I am.
Amen.
And so the I am thing just kept on going. I went 3 weeks and I didn't touch it. I didn't do anything with it. I'm working from home. I'm sitting on my computer. And all of a sudden, just like that, you know, the quickening of the spirit, I got over to the keyboard. Now, I always say, I wrote this. This song God gave me. There is no doubt in my mind I could ever write lyrics like this or music like this. It came to me in 5 minutes. I wrote the song. I took it to the guys, and we cried through the whole thing.
Oh, praise God.
It took us a while to learn the song and sing it without crying. We cried in the studio recording it because it's so powerful. We have sung it in many places. And what I was going to share about Oklahoma, we sang it, and I talked about just what I'm talking about. And she said, you know, I used to say some horrible things about myself. After hearing this, And if you look on YouTube and look up Cain and Band, I Am, do a search, watch the video. There's a video that goes along with it.
We'll do that.
And she said, but she posted her comment there. You can read it, so I'm not telling anything that isn't already out there published. But she said, since I've listened to that song, I bawled like a baby when I heard it. And she said, since that time, I will never say bad things about myself
again. Amen.
And so that one person. So anyway,
Amen.
So,
oh, that's powerful.
And there is a music video out there, and the music video is very powerful because it depicts the different scenarios that are in the song. So
it's on YouTube.
Yeah, and it's something you can share on your Facebook too if you feel like
sharing. You do on your website. So,
yeah, we do. It's on our Facebook because that's new for us in the last few weeks. Facebook.com/Beacon of Hope Ministries. Mm-hmm. And we've got this on our Facebook page, and we're excited about it. Let's Hear I Am.
Alpha and Omega. a comforter of all the broken souls. He is the great I Am, with the power to heal and make me whole.
That's a great song. I love it. I love it. I love it. That it is who he is. Rebuilder, restorer. What were
Repair,
those again?
Rebuilder, restorer of all the broken walls.
Oh, just beautiful. I love that song. No wonder everybody asked for you to play it and play it. That's great.
Yeah, we played it quite a bit.
Oh, that's fantastic. Tell us, David, how can people get an album if they'd like to? Or tell us about your YouTube or Facebook or whatever.
Yeah, you can actually go to our website, and it's at www.kananband.com. And you can order it there, or you can come and see us at one of our concerts.
Anything coming up right away in our area?
We will be in Orlando at the Joy MCC next Sunday.
Next Sunday? Mm-hmm. Morning, evening?
We'll be in the morning service, and then we're doing a concert
Sunday night.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Next week in Orlando.
Joy MCC. You can look it up.
Joy MCC.
They have a website. You can see their website.
That's fantastic.
Get directions and all that kind of stuff.
So next Sunday in this area, so that'll be July 29th.
That's correct.
Yes.
All right. So that's great. So and on Facebook, YouTube, what if they want to check you out on YouTube?
We are on YouTube only for the I Am video and a couple of the Lord's Prayer, some previous concerts or whatever. CD Baby, we're loading all the songs so you can buy the individual MP3s or you can buy the album online.
Okay.
And
it's on iTunes too, isn't it?
Yes, CD Baby puts it on several places and iTunes being one of them. And if you Facebook us, just look for Kanan. Please spell it right. Kanan.
Yeah.
Kanan Band. Yeah. Look for us. We're out there. And I am very responsive. I'm on there. Kanan. I'm on a Facebook hound.
Boy, you are, girl. You are. I'm not. But we've just recently, you know, one of the Madeline in our church is doing that and filming some of our parts of the sermon on Sundays now. And so you can get that facebook.com/Beacon of Hope Ministries. And it's kind of cool. We're getting response from that. So Facebook's quite a tool. It really is.
And you know what? We went to Oklahoma. We've been to Columbus, Georgia. We've been to other places outside the local area. It's my way. I love making new friends, and then I want to hear from them. And
exactly.
What are you doing right now? And what's going on? And what's going on with Kanan? And so it's been kind of neat to kind of keep up with everybody.
And Facebook's good with that.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's fun.
You know, back to our comment about so many people feeling possibly that they need healing in their lives in some areas. You know, emotional healing. Beacon of Hope, our slogan. In fact, you were part of coming up with that original slogan for Beacon of Hope, where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. Mm-hmm. You know, and that is still our slogan. That is what it's all about. It's about the Word and what the Word does in people, changes us and causes us to realize who we really are in Jesus. I see that in your ministry too, Mel, that you have carried that same theme in as far as the healing of the brokenhearted, the repairer, Jesus being the repairer of our wounds and healing our hurt and the things in our past. Do you want to speak to that?
We've all known the hurt.
Right.
We've all been rejected. We've all been hurt. And this every song that I know that we sing ministers to the soul.
Yes.
And if you'll just listen to the words, and that's why we spend a little bit more time talking about the song before we sing it, so you can identify with it. We don't do cover music too much. I mean, cover music being other people's music.
Right.
It's not that we don't think they're great. Ray Bolts and other artists that we hear
absolutely.
Are great.
And Carrie Underwood. Don't forget Carrie Underwood.
Yeah,
Carrie Underwood.
Exactly.
James is a huge fan of her. Yeah. So we do actually sing one of her songs.
Really?
It's the only cover song on there. And James has written music too, and we've got one song on there that's James's song.
Okay.
But we just go out there and keep in mind the hurting souls.
Absolutely.
There have been many people that we met when we were running from God, and sorry, but we were in the gay bars, and we met a lot of people, and they're still sitting on the bar stool, and they're still drinking themselves to,
right.
to damnation because they internally think, the church has kicked me out.
Right.
They can't use me. I used to sing in the church. I used to preach in the church, but I can't do that anymore.
Right.
So I'm going to sit on this bar stool and drink myself to death, and I want to meet those people.
I agree with you.
If
100%.
The Christians come and hear us do a concert, fine. We'd love to see you. But let me tell you, the people that need
those.
To hear the message are the ones that are still thinking they're damned to hell. They need to come back.
Absolutely.
They need to hear the good word that God loves you just like you are, and he's ready to see you grow and not just do this, but do all of this and
right.
even more to reach other people.
And to become all you can be, you
that's
know.
Right.
And quit taking the condemnation of the devil, because the devil, that's what he does. He tries to put people down. Jesus said there's therefore now no condemnation. Actually, Paul said it in Romans 8:1.
Mm-hmm.
There's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And we need to live like that, instead of under the cover of the devil and his junk that he throws at us. Instead, be willing to walk in that newness of life and realize that God loves all of us. That's kind of been the theme of this show today, hasn't it?
Really?
Exactly. But while you're picking another song here, and then you can introduce it, next week on Living the Good Life, our radio show, we are going to be very privileged to have the president of the Evangelical Network, Todd Farrell. I don't know if you know Todd.
I just emailed him yesterday. We would talk to him about a conference in August, but yes
in August in Fort Lauderdale. And so Todd's going to be my special guest next week. And he's got a verbal commitment out of Ray Bolts for next week's show.
Right.
And we're hoping that that will happen.
That's awesome.
And that Ray will be on. So we're going to feature Ray Bolts songs. And actually, many, many years ago, and I mean so many that I cannot tell you right now how many. Our kids, my kids, and Ray's and his wife's kids, we all went to the same church in Muncie, Indiana. This is a long time ago.
Wow.
And Ray was just starting out and just starting to write some of the music. And God's done a lot in him, and he's an internationally recognized artist and just a powerful man of God. So we hope that he'll be able to call in next week. That's our goal. And
I hope
with
so.
Todd
that
Farrell.
Would be awesome.
So it's going to be a great show next week. But, you know, this has been a powerful show, Mel. We've met our goal, because I wanted our audience to understand who the three of you are, not just as artists, but as people and the things that you've struggled with. And I said to you before we ever went on the air, I wanted the people to feel like they were sitting in the living room chatting with you. And that has happened. And I thank God for that.
Good.
We still have a few more minutes. Give us another song intro or something you'd like to say before we go to the next song.
All right, James.
James?
You're going to introduce your song.
James is going to introduce his song.
He doesn't like to talk. He's so shy.
He's so cute, though.
The name of the song is called Blessed.
Blessed.
Yes, and it's such a fun song. I love the words. I never really pay much attention to the words. And it's a different genre of music. I mean, everything on the CD is so different.
I like the variety. I like that.
It's quite the variety.
Yeah.
But this song is called Blessed, and he wrote it. He got Dave to sing the lead
on
the verses on it. The sunshine hits my face, and I know that I am blessed.
Yes.
Wow.
So, and I'm such a worrier, too. You know, I used to worry about all kinds of stuff, like having enough money, if somebody liked me, all this kind of stuff.
Right.
And I was watching TV, and they were talking about saying your blessings. And so I thought, well, you know, I can do that. Don't feel like I have a whole lot. But when I started saying every day, I am grateful for,
yes.
I am blessed because
yes, absolutely,
it really
David.
Changed my life. And so this song speaks to that a little bit. When you wake up, say, I don't care how you feel, but say, I am blessed.
Amen.
Thank God I am blessed. And it will change your life, actually. It will make you feel a lot better about the whole day and everything that you might be going through.
It's a matter of counting our blessings. That old song we grew up singing in church years ago. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. But that list of gratitude, the attitude of gratitude,
yes.
it does change your life. You're exactly right, David. I'm glad you shared that. Let's listen to this song that James wrote.
Say what they say about the choices they've made. They can do what they do, but with my eyes wide open, everything's new.
Everything is amazing.
'Cause when my feet hit the floor and I open the door, the sunshine hits my face, and I know that I am blessed.
bright in the endless sky, with the pull of my heart strong like the ocean tide. Finding myself lost in the depths of your love, all the blackness inside I have overcome. I'm blessed, choosing God's image, blessed with a brand new day.
A great song too. Oh my, that's wonderful. James, you're talented. That's a great, great song. And I love that whole concept. We've got to concentrate on
and
how
you know
blessed
what
we are.
Somebody told him a long time ago, not a long time, a while back, remember, they said, you'll never write music, you just don't have it.
Really? Well, you do, son, you do. That was amazing. That was great. Wow. Oh, Mel, there may be some people out there listening today. And, you know, we put our shows on our Beacon of Hope Ministries website like the next day, because mm-hmm. Cedric records all this and then we get it on there. And then they stay on there forever until Jesus comes. So we've got years of radio shows, a great big website, obviously, but years of radio shows. So people can go back and listen to this starting right. tomorrow sometime or Tuesday on www.beaconofhopeministries.com, and they can hear this whole show again as many times as they want. It's great in the middle of the night when you can't sleep, you get up and turn on a radio show, you know, mm-hmm. so it's a great thing. But there might be some people out there hurting today, Mel, that really don't know Jesus like we know Jesus, that really have fallen away from that relationship and need to get back to that place of knowing that God loves them so very much. Talk to me about that.
Okay, let me just say this, that we've been in many places to do concerts, and as we do concerts, we get them all bumped up about Lord's Prayer and blessed and woohoo, and we have a lot of people that haven't been to church in years or ever been to church, and they walk out with this wonderful elated feeling, but they don't know what to do with it. It's like it goes away, it dissipates in a couple of weeks or so, you know? They're on a high because they just felt God. But I don't know what to do with it. You know what I'm saying?
I do know.
And we've been to churches, and just the last few churches we've been, they said, no altar call. We don't do altar call here. I went, you don't do altar call? I mean, that's what we were raised on. That's back right. to our roots. We used to go to altar calls, and they'd be hours.
Hours sometimes. We have some at Beacon that last a while, I will tell you that.
That's where yeah. I learned to play piano was during altar
during
call.
During the altar call. Right?
I wrote a lot of songs during altar call. So anyway, here's the thing. Is today is the day of your salvation.
Amen.
Today is the day you need to make that decision.
Yes.
This is the day that I'm going to give to God. I don't know the whole Bible. I don't understand a lot of the Bible. I don't understand God. But there has to be a turning point. There has to be a place in where you are right now that you say, this is it. This is it. I'm giving my heart to God right now. Right now, where I'm sitting, wherever you are, doesn't matter. If you're sitting in the bar, I don't care. Give your heart to Jesus today. Say, Jesus, I commit to you. I don't know everything, and I don't pretend to, and I still do my, I have some behaviors here, but give your heart to Jesus, and you will see the difference in everything that happens. And so, when I wrote Come Unto Me, it was just, come to me, all you who are heavy and troubled, and I will give you rest.
Amen. So, amen. Okay, we've got enough time. We're going to do that in just a few minutes. And, you know, in all these things that we've talked about today, there've got to be people out there, Mel, that are sitting here saying things like, you know what, I can relate to that she said, mm-hmm. or that's me, or I'm the one that needs to hear this today, because that's how the Holy Spirit works, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. He's the one. We didn't script this, as we said earlier. We didn't know where we were going, but God knew where he wanted us to go.
He will change your life.
Yes.
This is the day. And you know what? When you do it, you don't get a free toaster oven when you join. You don't get it. It's not like that. It's just, you will know today, July
22nd.
July
22nd,
thank you. July 22nd, 2012, I gave my heart to Jesus.
Yes.
From here, he's got the helm of my ship, and
amen.
Everything will be done.
So you just say, Lord, come into my life. Forgive me for anything and everything I've ever done that was not pleasing to you. I declare that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead by God the Father, mm-hmm. and that Jesus is the Son of God, and I accept him as my personal Lord and Savior. And that's what it's all about. That's it. So, it's a joy to get to know you guys. David and James, you know, all the three of you together, it's just amazing what God's put together. You know,
it's beyond
anything you could ever figure out. You know, that's how God does things, you know. And in our different separate walks of life, whether we're at work or whether we're ministering, it's day-to-day living the way God wants us to live is what it's all about. And just reaching as many people as we can with the good news of the gospel, because God loves us so very much. In the Tampa Bay area, if you're here, we welcome you to come to Beacon of Hope for a service Sunday mornings at 10, Wednesday night Bible study at 7, prayer meeting before that. You are welcome. This show is live every Sunday. You can go to our website, beaconofhopeministries.com, catch past shows. Now you can go to facebook.com/Beacon of Hope Ministries, and you'll see excerpts of the last three Sundays of my sermons and some music. So we welcome you to do that and become acquainted with the ministry at Beacon of Hope. But today has been all about Canaan Band, and we're excited about that. David, did you have anything you'd like to share before we go to this last song?
Thank you for having us on your show again.
Oh, love it.
It's always a pleasure to be here. And thanks for our friends and family who are watching. There's some in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania watching.
Oh, cool. That's great. Yeah, that's exciting. James?
Just great to be here.
Yeah.
So well, just going with the flow.
You know what? We'll just have to have you more often. You know, today it was special to introduce your new album. Tell us the name of it again one more time, David, and where they can get it.
Back to Our Roots. It's available online at CanaanBand.com. That's CanaaN. And I always say, like the land of Canaan.
Right.
CanaanBand.com or CDBaby/CanaanBand. You can find it on Facebook, too.
Okay. That's great. Mel Wilkinson, give us a final thought before we go to this last song of yours.
Just listen to the words of this song and know that he is with you no matter where you go. He's chasing after you.
Amen. Mel, David, and James, it's been a pleasure. Let's go to the song. And is it long enough that we'll just go off with it? Okay, so this has been Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And we hope you'll join us next week again. Check out our website, beaconofhopeministries.com. And the title of this song is
Come Unto Me.
Come Unto Me by Canaan Band. We'll see you next week live for a very special show. Be sure and tune in at 4 o'clock.
Heavy and troubled, steps that you take are losing solid ground. There's rest for the weary, hope for the hopeless, peace for the troubled soul.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay, WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay, KLRG, Sheridan, Little Rock, and FM 94.5, K233BF, Little Rock.
Seems you never hear about it till it's already happening. Gas prices go up, gas prices go down. Learn the true reasons why and get ahead of the game with Fuel Savers Radio. Saturdays at 4 p.m. here on WTAN, Tan Talk Radio. Tan Talk, where you hear the news, analysis, and commentary on the new fuel-saving industry blooming across the country. Join me, Barry Hart, for 1 hour, and you'll learn something you never knew before. I promise. Fuel Savers Radio, Saturdays at 4, WTAN.
Hey, it's Artie Fletcher, comedian, actor, and talk show host, and best-selling author. Guess what? You can hear me now on Tan Talk Radio, Monday through Friday, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., radio like you've never heard. And if you're a fan of mine, you know what I'm talking about. Check us out every Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., right here on 1340 on Tan Talk Radio with my man, Boy Eric, my executive producer. It's funny, it's entertaining, a lot of celebrities, a lot of bands. Right here. Don't miss it. I mean it, because I'll find you.
The Prescription Addiction Radio Show, Breaking the Silence on the Tantalk Radio Network, every Sunday night from 9 to 11 p.m. You don't know about drugs until you listen to the Prescription Addiction Radio Show. The money drain of drugs reaches into every wallet, purse, community, and business in America. Isn't it time you set your alarm for something new on the radio? The Prescription Addiction Radio Show, brought to you by Novus Medical Detox, Suncoast Rehabilitation, and the law firm of Chamberlain Crow. Sunday nights, 9 to 11 p.m.
Mr. Murray!
Yes?
I'm calling you from Egypt. How are you?
From Egypt? And how
I'm
are
calling you from Egypt.
And how are things in Egypt?
Egypt is great. We're chanting Buddy Verdi, Buddy Verdi, Buddy Verdi.
Oh, how nice.
We love your program over here. We love it.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. From Egypt, no less. How about that?
The Buddy Verdi Show, big band music every Saturday afternoon from 1 until 3 here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Downtown Dave. How would you like to be able to promote yourself, your business, or someone else's business for less than the cost of one 60-second commercial on many Tampa Bay radio stations? Here's the deal. You can have your own one-hour radio program on the Tantalk Network for less than the cost of one 60-second announcement on many Tampa Bay stations. Your program will be on two Tampa Bay radio stations and will cover 4 million people in Florida, plus worldwide on the Internet in both audio and video. And you'll have a web link for your business on the Tantalk 1340 website. We provide the producer, the state-of-the-art equipment, free production of commercials, and much more. Check it out today. Call Lola O'Brien, the Irish Hawaiian, at 727-510-7622. That's 510-7622. Call Lola O'Brien now, 727-510-7622. Call now, and your one-hour radio program can start tomorrow. Call 510-7622 for Lola O'Brien, the Irish Hawaiian, at the Tantalk Radio Network.
K-N-O-M-S-A-I.
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 Nam Say Radio.
We are revolutionizing the face of AM radio. We're going to play music.
We're going to play local bands, sports. We got everything covered that you think of. We're going to have it covered. So stay tuned every Thursday from 10 to 11 on 1340 AM.
1340 AM, 10 to 11 PM every Thursday. Tune in or tune out.